This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer, now here on RNIB Connect Radio, to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Good to speak to you. Can't believe we're at the end of January, but good to get the first month out of the way, I think.
We are going to talk a little bit about Braille again this week, Matt, as not only was there one of our RNIB Braille 200 library tours this week up in Glasgow, but also the Scottish Parliament had an event all about Braille 200 where our Chair of Trustees, Anna Tyler, gave a speech. And I think Anna has even started to learn Braille too.
Yes, that's right. We were very clearly north of the border this week. So we've got the Braille and Beyond library tour that's been going on since September 2024. Really trying to sort of push and celebrate the 200th anniversary of Braille. And we've had events we've spoken about on this show at the British Library, for example, pre-Christmas, where we had a really interesting panel, including sort of David Blunkett and others talking. So this week we were up in Glasgow, you know, as a really fitting place for that. We went to the Mitchell Library and we did, ran an event there, again, sort of using libraries as a, well, continuing to use libraries as a sort of platform to be able to talk about Braille and celebrate Braille and get people engaged with Braille. So the team did a really good job in the early part of this week at the Mitchell Library, which was great. And then, as you just said, we were moved across, the team moved across to Holyrood House, the Parliament in Edinburgh, on Wednesday, where we had a Braille 200 event at the Parliament, which was a great opportunity not only to be banging the drum around sort of Braille, but using it as an opportunity for the RNIB to engage with sort of parliamentarians in Holyrood. You know, I think double-digit number of MSPs, local MPs, came to the event, a few hundred people, I think, in the atrium of the Parliament building and heard speeches and talks from Anna and one or two of the parliamentarians, and then heard a harpist play, blind harpist, and then it allowed us to give a plaque to, I think, the presiding officer of the Parliament, you know, in words and in Braille, to sort of, as a very fitting, you know, sort of mark of the 200th anniversary. So, you know, very energetic RNIB activity sort of north of the border this week, and great to be in both Glasgow and Edinburgh. And I think it just, you know, makes the point about the strong relationships we've got with parliamentarians in Holyrood, you know, where we've informed, you know, various policy matters over many years. We've got a very strong team in Scotland, and it's great to be able to use that as a platform to keep banging the drum for Braille this week.
And we also know that times have been tricky for many charities, and we've heard about guide dogs in the past, and the RNIB has been going through a consultation and transformation period at the moment, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, your listeners might have heard or seen in the sector press or picked up on social media groups or other media that we've announced some changes. We announced this last summer, actually, and we've been running through to, you know, getting our plans together, able to communicate to the organisation, you know, later in January, which we did a week ago now. And it's just, I think, you know, the organisation trying to get itself set up to be as good as it can be for the future. You know, the world changes around us and we can't stand still forever. So really trying to set ourselves up to do the best possible job we can for our beneficiaries and also be able to try and influence the sort of national condition. You know, clearly we're at a point in time, you know, with a new government now for about 6 months in the UK. Clearly lots of energy and work being spent on matters like the health service, like education, employment, travel and transport, you know, all the things that are strategically important to us because we're trying to get those things to work better for blind and partially sighted people. So we're trying to set the organisation up to be able to better sort of influence that external sort of landscape whilst also being able to discharge our services in a way which the beneficiaries would know and love. And so that's a change we've been on over probably 6 months, and we announced the latest step in that in January, clearly very sensitive to people in the organisation whose roles might be affected by that. And we're in a proper process that will run now for the next sort of 45 days. And we, you know, will emerge from that process with a slightly different organisation, you know, by the end of this financial year and the start of next financial year. So, yeah, maybe want Toby to come back and talk about a bit more fully when we can be more open about the precise end state towards the end of the quarter. But good to just to talk to you about it today and just, you know, make sure the listeners know that's what's been going on inside the RNIB.
Definitely, definitely, Matt. And this weekend, for all those sports fans, I think the Six Nations starts this weekend, the Rugby Six Nations, and there will be audio description available on ITV, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's on ITV, and I think they're doing a partnership with Guinness a little bit. So, I mean, might be any of the listeners sort of favourite tipple, that's always a good drink when you're watching rugby. But yeah, what's great is ITV, you know, really put some effort into this, and they're going to auto describe four games. So they're the Ireland England game this weekend, next weekend England France, a couple of weeks after that England are playing Scotland, and then on the 9th of March England are playing Italy. So they're four games involving England actually, and there's audio description going onto those through ITV and through Guinness. And you know, I'm a rugby fan, so I'll be watching those games myself. But I think the Six Nations is one of those big sporting tournaments that does capture the imagination, whether you're a rugby fan or a non-rugby fan, just because it's part of the sort of February, March sort of fabric of the nation, I think, on sort of the sporting fabric. It's obviously a thing that has a place in the calendar that's pretty traditional. And I think people, you know, like to get involved in it, you know, whether you're a rugby fan or you're just following your country, whatever. ITV and BBC have still got, you know, a lot of the coverage, which is great. And so for ITV, you've got, I think, most of the games. It's great they've been able to do this. You know, as you know, we've been pushing with all broadcasters to improve the accessibility of programming, and we've done a lot with the BBC, and we'll come and talk again later in the year on some of the work we've been doing with the BBC at the moment about trying to increase the volume of audio description. But it's great just to signpost as we get into the Six Nations that ITV are going to provide AD for four games. So let's see how they do tomorrow for the Ireland-England game, Toby.
Well, I think we'll all be tuning in and listening to the audio description. You will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website, which is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, my pleasure, Toby. Good to get a month, January out of the way and move on into the year. But nice to speak to you. Thank you for having me.